Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I guess that's Maryland, my Maryland, but it's funny. The very first note, I thought it was the wheels on the bus. You know, the wheels on the bus go around. I'm like, why is Brayden playing a children's song? Going right. Let's get right to our Westher hotline. The Preakness is tomorrow, which means we need to turn to our good buddy Todd Height over at Batavia Downs for some betting advice, and he is joining us right now. Todd, it's Howard and Paul is in for Jeremy this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you guys as well.
Here's the man that's won me a lot of money over
It's not me. I think he's talking about you, Todd. Yeah. What in the world is going on with Medina Spirit?
Well, you know, you said earlier in the week, earlier in your show today, it was a bad week for the Sabres, and it's also a bad week for horse racing. Mm-hmm. Certainly, Medina Spirit, the amazing colt that we can talk about later, he wins the Derby, digs in, holds off 3 horses, and then after, horses are tested after the race, and unfortunately, he comes up with a positive sample. He had a completely legal therapeutic medication in his system. Normally this medication is injected into a horse and horses cannot race on it. It's not considered performance enhancing. Unfortunately, the horse tested with 21 picograms of this medication called betamethasone, and horses are only allowed to have 10 picograms. Now, do you guys know what a picogram is?
I'm still not sure what a milligram is, so I'm going to go no.
Well, a picogram is 1/1,000,000,000 of a gram. So it's not like this horse was loaded with this medication. This horse had 21 picograms, so just a little tiny amount. Well, after review by the Baffert stable, no vets gave this horse any injections. The horse was tested 4 days before the race, came up completely clean. So how did this betamethasone end up in the horse's system? As it turns out that the horse had a skin rash, a vet recommended some ointment. The ointment contained this medication, and that's why the horse tested positive. The medication had nothing to do whatsoever with this horse winning. It's just a bad break. It's a black eye for horse racing. The headlines have been terrible. The Derby winner drug. A former president called the horse a junkie. It's just ridiculous. It's sad for the game. What we should be talking about, Howard, is this horse was purchased for $1,000. Nobody wanted this horse. He was sold at auction for just $35,000. The owners were prepared to spend $50,000, and they didn't even have to because he's just a little tiny scrawny thing. He has no breeding whatsoever. He kind of reminds me of Seattle Slough. Instead of talking about the amazing performance by this horse, we're talking about this positive test. So it's a shame. The horse has been tested 3 times now since he's arrived at Baltimore, and as long as he continues to pass the test, he'll be allowed to run. But just a sad event for horse racing.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up, and then we'll get into the overall field. So, because you will end with, you know, the handicapping, the betting advice.
Yeah.
Is there a point, Todd, where you have a definitive word on whether or not Medina Spirit is running tomorrow? Is there a deadline today?
Yeah, as he continues to pass the test, which he's already been tested a couple of times and no issue. Same thing with the other Baffert Horse Concert Tour. He's being tested as well. But as long as he, and again, there's no reason to think he will not continue to pass these tests. It was just a bad break. It was a mistake. They obviously didn't know what was in that ointment. However, this could be very costly for the owners, because when the split sample comes back in a week or two, and if that also contains this betamethasone, which is not an easy word for me to say, then the horse will be disqualified. He'll be placed 20th. The owner will lose $1.8 million. Mr. Baffert will lose his commission, $180,000, and it will end up in court, just like it did in 1968 when Dancer's Image was first under the wire in the Kentucky Derby. After the race, it was found he had a painkiller in his system. He was disqualified, and the Forward Pass is now the winner of the 1968 Kentucky Derby, even though he did not win the race. And this will end up in court, and then Baffert's case will simply be that this 21 picograms did not have any effect on the race, and I'm sure they'll have witnesses. He's got a very good attorney. Craig Robertson is known as a great equine attorney, and we'll see what it goes. As far as the bettors, because we've had hundreds of calls, unfortunately, wagering, parimutuel wagering, is based on the official order of finish. And I know a person that has a $100 win ticket on the second place finisher, Mandaloon, and unfortunately, that's a souvenir. He's not going to be able to cash it. So nothing changes when it comes to parimutuel wagering.
How is the overall field?
The overall field is terrible. Absolutely terrible. The Preakness is getting weaker and weaker every year because nobody wants to come back in 2 weeks. There's only three horses from the Derby in this field, and it's a shame. Years ago, the Preakness would almost mimic the Derby, but not anymore. So you've got three Derby horses, two are Bafferts, and the rest are just they're in here with a chance. Anything's possible in a horse race, but not a very good field.
Weather, what's the deal on that first for tomorrow, or late tomorrow afternoon, early tomorrow evening?
Perfect day in Baltimore, low 70s, very little chance for rain, gorgeous weather for the racetrack. There will have no outcome whatsoever on the race.
Post positions, when you saw all the slots announced, how did that impact the race, the betting, if at all?
Well, I think Mr. Baffert, who has two horses, as I said, he has Medina Spirit and Concert Tour. I think he would prefer Medina Spirit to have an outside post, because Concert Tour, who was owned separate owners, this is kind of interesting, and that's the whole strategy when you talk about the race. What's going to happen when they go to the gate opens? Who's going to the lead? I can't predict it, because Medina Spirit has run his best races when he's in the lead, like he did in the Kentucky Derby. That was the best race of his life. Concert Tour, number 10, the other Baffert horse, his best races have been when he's on the lead. Well, they both can't be on the lead. Something's got to give. So the question is, you have a Hall of Fame jockey on Medina Spirit, John Velasquez, Hall of Fame jockey on Concert Tour, Mike Smith. Who's going to lead? I can't predict it, and that's what makes this race a little bit difficult, because whoever goes to the front certainly has that advantage.
Before we get to the betting advice, you know we always like to ask about long shots. Any good ones?
Well, there's two that, you know, I got to tell you guys, as far as long shots in the Preakness, the Derby's had 250-1 shots. Mind That Bird, Giacomo, 2005, 2009. The Belmont of 2001 had a 70-1 shot. In the history of the Preakness, the longest shot to ever win is only 23-1. So long shots do not do that great in the Preakness. In fact, the favorite has won half of the Preaknesses throughout the history, which is amazing considering the national average for favorites in horse racing is about 33%. So the Preakness is a very formful race. That said, there's two horses that you may want to look at, the two Keep Me In Mind. He's a deep stretch runner. He'll need a fast pace. Will he get it or not? We'll have to see. But the trainer made a comment this week. He loves his horse. And trainer Robertino Deodoro is a very good trainer. When he makes a statement like that, we may have to pay attention. The other horse you may be interested in is the 4 Crowded Trade. He's 10-1. He has the same pattern as 2017 winner, Cloud Computing. Cloud Computing won his first race, came in second in the Gotham in his second race, third in the win. This horse has done the exact same thing. And, you know, horses, trainers, they have habits and patterns, so you may want to look at the long shots. But I have to tell you, I think it's a two-horse race between the 3 Medina Spirit and the 10 Concert Tour. Concert Tour, guys, he was touted better as a better horse leading up to the Derby than Medina Spirit. This horse has unlimited potential. He went off at 1-5 in the Arkansas Derby. He tired out late, and Baffert said this horse needs some rest, so that's why he wasn't in the Derby. He may have been the favorite in the Derby if he won the Arkansas Derby, and to me, he's the horse to beat.
I have pen in hand. What's the plan?
Yeah. again, a very hard race to make money if the two favorites run 1-2. I'm going to box three horses in the tri. The horse that we were talking about in the Derby that he had a bad trip. He didn't break well, and he was wide the whole way as the 5 Midnight Bourbon. So I'm going to play an exacta box, the 3 Medina Spirit, the 5 Midnight Bourbon, and the 10 Concert Tour. I'm going to do the same thing in the trifecta box, the three horses, the 3, 5, 10. I got to tell you quickly, guys, we had two customers on the Kentucky Derby that bet $1 on the superfecta, 8-7-9-14, and guess what came in? 8-7-9-14. Mm-hmm. That $1 bet got them over $9,000. So,
wow.
Hey, you don't have to spend a lot of money. OTBs will open tomorrow at 10 a.m. Post time, as you said, is 6:50. You can wager all day long. Here at Batavia Downs in our Park Place Event Center, wagering starts today at noon. You can wager until 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow we're having that wagering will be open in the Park Place. We'll have tables and chairs set up there. We still have capacity limits, and you still have to wear face coverings. But you can wager on the Kentucky or the Preakness Stakes right here in the Park Place. And Ryan's party is still going on. There's still room, $75 deal. You can check out the information at BataviaDownsGaming.com. It's a great little party. You get a free play. You get a $10 wager on the Preakness, so you can pay at the door. So that's going on. So a lot going on, guys. Should be an interesting race.
You didn't get a plug-in for BataviaBets.com.
Well, thank you, because BataviaBets.com has an amazing bonus for new users only. You wager $100, we give you a $25 bonus. We signed up over 500 customers for the Derby, taking advantage of that bonus. And I have to tell you, kudos to your listeners, Howard, because based on what we took in on the Derby, we paid out way more than we should have. We should have paid out in winnings about $1.2 million, but your listeners crushed the Kentucky Derby. We paid out over $1.4 million. We were 9% better than the national average, so hopefully bring those tickets back to OTB and get them cashed and take a shot on the Preakness.
Well, I always say, you know, the reason why we talk about it, when Ryan first gave me the heads up about it, Todd, is, well, first off, you don't have to get in the car and drive to OTB. You get on your computer. But I also, you know, I'm not an expert when it comes to, you know, trifecta, exact, all this stuff. And it's an easy enough site that it walks you through, shows you each bet, what you're choosing from, gives you a running total of how much it's going to cost. I mean, it's if I can figure it out, and I don't have a clue on betting, then anybody can figure out. And, you know, we've talked about it. If you don't know what you're doing, you feel a little pressure when you show up at OTB because, you know, all the people around you are probably experts. Like, I think I'm exact, a box exact. So you just do that online. It's a lot
easier. Well, we will have some volunteers too, because it can be intimidating. No
yes,
question
it can.
About it.
Yes,
supers
it can.
Supers and pick threes and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So you can ask one of our volunteers. Myself, Ryan, will be here at Batavia Downs 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow to answer all your questions. It's a fun day. And like you say, what's nice about Batavia Bets compared to the other online wagering platforms is when you win, you're able to go to any OTB, you fill out a withdrawal slip, and guess what? We'll pay you immediately. You do not have to wait 3 to 5 days for your money. OTB, you'll get paid right away.
Always nice to talk to you. Enjoy the race.
Have a great day, and say hello to the legendary Paul Hamilton for me.
Legendary.
I'm right here. You just said hello to
legendary.
Love listening to Paul Hamilton. Always an honor to be
here. Oh, you're the one. I knew somebody did.
Thank you
so
much. I appreciate it. As I said, you've made me a lot of money over the years.
Well, let's hope it continues. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Todd.